Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Words, amen. And your words are powerful. Your words, amen, bring death. Your words bring life. And I encourage people, amen, to always speak life. Always speak life over your situation, over your circumstances, over your marriage, over your children. You know how many people curse their children and they don't even know. You're too lazy, you're too this, oh, you never come to nothing, oh, you're just like your father. And we don't realize, amen, to curse. Listen, Jesus didn't curse this fig tree. He spoke down to the fig tree in Mark 11, 23, 24. He spoke down to the fig tree in Mark 11. He spoke down to it. He didn't curse it. So anybody that speaks down to you, amen, let no fruit grow from you from henceforth from evermore. No fruit is going to grow from your life. So he knows that there's death and life in the power of tongues. So we've got to be careful of what we speak, what we say, amen. Even when it looks bad, even certain family members, amen, that may be going the wrong way, doing the wrong thing. We've got to be careful, amen, to speak life, speak positive, amen. Don't join with the devil in what you're saying. Some people don't want to join with the devil in what they say over their families, over their work colleagues, over their family members, amen, over their husbands and their spouses, over their marriages. Oh, this will never work. Oh, I want to get a divorce. Don't ever let those words come from your mouth. I'm going to say that again. Those words shouldn't even be in your thought life, much less your mouth. Amen. So you got to be careful what you say. I'm passionate about the words that people speak. Amen. Because people don't realize that we can be the prophet of our own life. Makara, I'm going to say that again. We can be the prophet of our own life. Many people run here, run there for a word. Oh, give me a word, man of God. Give me a word, man of God. Listen, from Genesis to Revelation, there are thousands of words. Amen. You pick one and pick one, amen, that you want to see come to pass. Pick the promises of God. You can be the prophet over your own life. Amen. You start speaking over your life. You start confessing God's word over your life daily. You see what will happen. Amen. And people don't realize that the world system is taking it and using it to their advantage. Some people come to me at work and they say, oh, have you read this book? And have you read that book? And you've read this book by this guru or this man and this woman. And when I look at some of these books that are out there, some of these bestsellers, some of these books that teach your life, how your life can be better, how your life can excel, 10x, whatever. And when they tell me some of the things that's in there, I said, those things are straight from the word of God. All those things that you're telling me, these so-called success points, they're all from the word of God. They originate from the Bible. So what man's doing is man is taking what they want to use for their advantage and they're leaving out. I said, no, we need to take the full package. You want to win? Guess take heed to the word of God. I'm going to say it again. You want to win in life? Take heed to the word of God. Young people, you want to win in life? Take heed to the word of God. The word of God is quick, is powerful, sharpening any two-edged sword, cutting, dividing both soul and spirit, and bone and marrow, and is the discerner of the intents of your heart. That simply means you can come into the house of God, you can come into a church, the preacher don't know nothing about you, but everything that he says is hitting your heart. It's like he's seen what's going on in your bedroom. He knows everything that's going on. That's the word of God discerning your heart. Listen, there's books that we read, but the Bible is only a book that reads us, amen. When those words jump out on the page, God is trying to speak to us. He's trying to get our attention, amen. It's the living word. I want to let people know it's the living word. And I encourage new converts, I encourage Christians, I encourage God's people. Listen, it's not supposed to be just the pastor that knows the word. We're living in a time, I tell my children, where there is so much deception at work in the earth, and we need to know the word of God for ourselves. I'm going to say that again. There is so much deception at work in the earth today, and we need to know the word of God for ourselves. Because if we don't know the word of God, let me tell you something now. Listen, people will deceive us. You have to have your own relationship with the word. You have to be like the Bereans, amen. The Bible says in the book of Acts, when Paul spoke to them concerning the things of God, that they went and they diligently searched whether the things that he was talking about were so. So we have to be like the Bereans. And he said that they were more noble than other Christians. Why? Because they went to search out whether the things that he was saying was true. So a noble Christian will be someone that hears the word, but goes in the word for themselves and say, okay, let me check, let me fact check this, amen. We're living in a time we have to fact check what people people are saying, because some people are just coming with all kinds of strange doctrines. And Galatians says, if any other preacher, anybody else comes and preach any other gospel, let them be accursed. And then he says it again, if anybody preach any, if an angel come and preach any other word, let them be accursed. So listen to me, people of God, children of God, get into the word of God for yourself. Go to the author. The author is the Holy Ghost. Say, Holy Spirit, you teach me. What are you saying about this verse? What are you saying about this scripture? Amen. Dissect the word. Amen. Study the word of God. Timothy says, study the word of God to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Many people are not rightly dividing the word in these last days, and we have to rightly divide the word of truth in these last days. Otherwise, we're going to be swept away with the deception that's taking place in this earth in these last days. And God is looking for righteous preachers, amen, that are going to speak his word and not be afraid. I'm living here in the West. I'm here and living here in London, England. And there's so many things that are taking place. They're saying that it's okay for people to be homosexual. And listen to me, if you want to take me off air, take me off air. I don't care. But I'm going to preach the truth and nothing but the truth. It is against God's word. God died for sinners, but he did not die that you can stay in sin. I'm going to say that again. God died for sinners, but he did not die for you to stay in sin. So now you've got this whole LGBTQ movement. Amen. And it's coming against Christians. Notice they're not fighting against Muslims, you know. They're not fighting against Muslims. They're not fighting against Jews. They're not fighting against Hindus. Not fighting against Sikhs. Yeah, man. They're fighting against the truth. Because Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. No man can come unto the Father except by the Son. So there's a big persecution that's already taking place, Christians. I want Christians to know, listen, it's not about coming to church, clap hands, hear a good word, and then go home and get on with your life. No, we're meant to affect our society and bring changes in our community and affect the very fiber of our nation. Why? Our prayers avail much. We're supposed to make the change. We are that city that is set on the hill. We are that light in the darkness. Amen. We're supposed to make a change. And if we stay silent in this hour, as Mordecai told Esther, help will arise from someone else, but you will perish. Listen to me, we must stand and declare the full gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're in Christianity to be liked, you're going to be very disappointed. Amen. It's not no star show. It's not no who can be the best preacher, who can be the best this. No. Amen. We're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. People are going to talk about us. We're going to be put to death. They're going to, listen, do all kind of things in these last days. There is persecution mounting against Christianity in these last and evil days. And listen to me, it's only the strong that are going to survive. So please get alone with God, hear what he's saying to you, carry out the will of God. Amen. Work your assignment, do what God has called you to do. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Preach the gospel in season and out of season. Lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because it's about him crucified, risen and ascended. Amen. It's about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he came to save the lost. He came to save sinners. Amen. We're living in the dispensation of grace. Amen. And this is the longest dispensation, but it's soon closed. Listen to me, the Bible's been fulfilled right before our eyes. So we have to, listen to me, look fast and do what God has called us to do. Be on our P's and Q's and preach this everlasting gospel to the dying world. I'm going to say that again. Preach the everlasting gospel to a dying world. The world is dying out there, and we have the answer. Christians, I'm seeing so many things that are taking place in Christianity. This apostle fighting against this bishop, this preacher fighting against this pastor, this prophetess fighting against this prophetess. All kinds of foolishness that are taking place in the kingdom of God, and people are losing track of what God has called them to do. And listen to me, as you grow in the things of God, as God raises you up, listen to me, offense will come. People will say all kind of things. Oh, I see this, I see that, and the Lord show me this. Listen to me, people are going to say all kinds of things. If you are truly walking with the Lord, listen to me, God will vindicate you. I'm going to say it again. If you are truly walking with the Lord, God will vindicate you. They called Jesus a wine bibber and the friends of publicans. So if they said that to the master, how much us? They're going to say things about us. They're going to call us all kind of names. They're going to call you out on social media. Do not respond. Because all the world see is this Christian fighting against Christian, and everybody wants to go to heaven. Listen to me, the foolishness must stop. I'm seeing some foolishness taking place in the body of Christ, which must stop. This person's fighting against this one, and because they're leaders in ministries, now their congregations are joining in, and they're not got no small congregation. These people have thousands, have 10,000 and 5,000 people in the congregation, and they're losing track of what God told them to do. Stay focused on the assignment that God has for you, because all the times Christians are fighting against Christians and souls are going to hell, and Jesus is saying these things ought not to be. Amen. Anytime you see Jesus, learn from the master. Anytime you see Jesus, when people didn't receive him or people talked, he just moved on, because not everybody's going to receive you. Move on and do what God has called you to do. But there's souls dying, there's souls perishing, and as long as souls are going to hell, we have work to do. I'm going to say that again. As long as souls are going to hell, we have work to do. There is a Savior that's risen. We've got to let people know that they're forgiven, that their sins have been forgiven. Jesus has remitted their sins. If they just repent and put their trust in Jesus, the door is open. Come as you are. I don't care where you are. I'm a preacher. I preach on the streets. Amen. That's my first love. I preach on the streets. I stand and tell people about Jesus. I'm not there to, you're going to go to hell. You're going to die. Listen, people already know they're going to hell. We're there to give them the solution. Amen. That Jesus has made a way. We're there to give people the solution. We're an ambassador. He's called us as ambassadors of Christ. Listen, I'd be a very ambassador if I went into another country and said, you're all going to die. All of you are worthy of death. No, that's not a good ambassador. As an ambassador of Christ, I let them know, listen to me. That is the bad news, but the good news is this, that God has already made a way, that Jesus Christ has atoned for our sins. He has atoned for our sins. He has become the propitiation for our sins. So we give people the good news, amen. We let them know, listen, it's by grace you are saved, not by works, lest any man should boast. It's grace. It's a work of grace. And some people don't want to speak grace, but we've got to teach people, amen. That is the gospel. So on that, I want to let you know about a man. I want to speak a word, amen, for someone out there. You may not be a Christian, and you may have been going to church, you may have visited churches, but you're not fully converted. I want to encourage someone out there that there is hope for everyone. Amen. There is hope for everyone. There's a man that we're going to read about today, and I'm going to try and take my time. I've got a habit of speaking too fast, so I'm going to try and take my time today. Amen. And I'm going to try and give it to you in the slow jam, as my late bishop used to say. Amen. But I want to let you know there is a hope for everyone. If there's a title for this, the title would be, there is a hope for everyone. And when you say this to me, there is a hope for everyone. Look at someone next to you. There's a hope for you. And listen to me, the person next to you might be, listen, a low down dirty scoundrel, but you just tell them there is a hope for you. There's hope for you. Your friend may be doing some things that they shouldn't be doing, but just let them know, listen, there's hope for you. You listen to a man, listen to me, I never smoke weed. I consume trees, field, and green belt land. Listen to me, man. I smoke, I drink, I fight, I got 10 stitches in my head. I've done some things that I'm not proud of. I've done something now. There's some things that I can't even speak on air. Amen. But listen to me. God took me out of darkness. He plucked me out, turned my life around. Amen. And he made me a new creature. The Bible says any man in Christ is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away and all things have become new. And I truly believe there's some people out there, they just want a change. You want a change. And you're desperate for change. If this is you, just keep listening. Stay locked in. If this is you, you're desperate for change. You say, I want to change. The life that I'm living, I know there's more. There's got to be more. There are Christians at the sound of my voice. And you're saying the same thing. There's got to be more than me just going to church every Sunday and listening to a good sermon, paying my tithes and giving, and just serving. There's got to be more. I want to let you know there is more. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's called a relationship with God. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God. There is more. When we're walking with God, listen to me, there has to be desire for more. The Bible says Enoch had such a desire for more that God took him. He walked with the Lord. And this is the season, this is the times that we have, God's people have to walk with the Lord. Enoch walked with God and he was not. Why? Because God took him. And let me tell you something, those that are walking with the Lord in these last days, there's something called the rapture, the great catching away that's about to take place. Amen. And I truly believe that churches need to be preaching more about the rapture, because at any time we could be caught away in the name of Jesus. Glory to God that any time, amen, we could be raptured, and it's time for God's people not to be getting ready, but to be ready. We're not going to be like the five foolish virgins, but we're going to be like the five wise virgins that have got oil in their lamp, ready for the master. Because at any time the bridegroom is going to call, behold the bridegroom cometh, amen. So we want to be ready in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to speak to you about the grace of God, amen. I want to speak to you about...
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.